Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. It is my privilege to sit in for Del today. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call today's show with any questions, our number is 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211, or please reach out to me via email at askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com, and I do respond personally to each and every email, so please reach out. Okay, I've got a great show prepared for us today, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm really fired up. We just had our monthly case study Thursday evening. And for those of you new to the show or new to Lifestyles Unlimited or what we do, one of the things that we do is once a month we have our case study. And we just did it Thursday evening, and our case study is exactly that. It is literally where we will take some folks and they will get up on stage in front of the group and they will open their books and they will review their successes of their recent real estate assets. And essentially, they will go through what they paid for the asset, what the return on the asset was, how much rehab, what their cash-on-cash return. Yes, we absolutely talk finances. We have it in PowerPoint in front of the entire room. We open our books and we share exactly what we do. And we do that once a month. And it's part of our requirement as members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Essentially, we are asked to give back and share our successes so that others can copy those successes so that they can be successful, they can learn what we do, and they can grow and flourish as well. And these are real people, just like yourself, real folks with their mentors on stage, and they are presenting their recent accomplishments. We do this in all the cities where we have an office across the United States. And so we do it once a month. And typically, case study goes like this. We'll have two single-family case studies, and then the final one that evening will be a multifamily case study. So we kind of start new, a little more advanced, and then we kind of really get into advanced at the end. And this past Thursday, there were three incredible success stories, three of them. And so I just briefly want to go through these three before we kind of dig into the meat of our show today. So this week, the first couple that came up was new to Lifestyles Unlimited, literally members for just a couple of months. And this couple did a couple of things that are unique that you don't see all the time. First thing they did was they kind of dove in all in, right? Jumped in the pool, you know, didn't take time to test the water. They went all in. And this couple purchased two homes in 1 month, okay? Boom, boom, right out of the chute. And their total out-of-pocket for these two homes was around $40,000. Now, what's interesting, in addition to buying two in 1 month, both of these houses were not even in the same city where this couple lived. And a lot of you out there are thinking, well, if you own rental real estate, you need to be close to it so you can manage and blah, blah, blah. Absolutely not true. In fact, this couple does manage these two properties, and these two properties are at least a 4 to 5 hour drive from where they live. So yes, it can be done. Both of these properties are cash flowing. And listen to this. So I told you it was about 40 out of pocket. On both of these houses, they had an equity capture of approximately $37,000 in whole. So their first two deals that they did, they essentially made 100% return on their money, okay? In addition to that, they're both cash flowing, so these homes are producing about $200 to $300 a month in positive cash flow. So right out of the gate, never done this before, 100% return on their investment plus $200 to $300 a month, okay? You are not getting that in the stock market, I'm telling you right now. Let's move to the second couple. This couple is now up to 5 houses. So this couple is a little more seasoned, obviously, than the new couple that had joined. This couple has purchased 5 houses in less than 1 year, okay? All cash flowing, but get this. On one of their properties, their out-of-pocket expense was $22,000, okay? $22,000 out of pocket. Equity capture of $92,000. Yes, your radio, I hope it's turned on properly. That is not an error. $22,000 out of pocket. Follow me. $92,000 equity capture in this one deal, okay? That's over 400% return on that one deal, literally just in a few weeks. Again, are you getting those kind of returns in the stock market? I think not. Okay, let's go to couple number 3. And this is the multifamily case study. Now, this couple is definitely a little more seasoned. They have been involved with Lifestyles Unlimited for a few years now. And they purchased an apartment complex. This was their first deal. And so they were reviewing the case study with their first deal. They made, in year one, a 13% cash-on-cash return from the investment. Year two, a 28% cash-on-cash return. Year three, they refinanced, gave 150% back to the investors, still returning 28% cash on cash every year going forward. So if you had, let's say, $100,000 in the deal, just for math, in year three, you made $28,000. In year two, you made $28,000. In year one, you made $13,000. But in year three, there was also that refinance where they returned $150,000. Okay, so do the math. If you had 50 in the deal, it was half that. If you had 100, it was 150,000. On and on and on. Okay, let's move forward. Let's go to year six. They sold the property for a total return of 591% return, folks. 591. So a $100,000 investment would have turned into $591,000, okay? These are deals, listen to me, these are deals that are happening all the time. But let me tell you what, the best part, this couple, these people are obviously multimillionaires. They don't take the money and just run with it. You should see what they're doing at this apartment community. They have swim lessons for the kids. They have community parties, holiday gatherings. They do health screenings for the residents. They do English as a second language classes. They set up a community printer and computer for the kids to do homework. It gets even better. There's a field next to the apartment complex. This couple took that field and had it mowed and straightened out and cleaned up and created a soccer fields, and they hosted a tournament for all the kids. They had coaches come in and uniforms and everything and had soccer practice and hosted soccer tournaments. So this couple continues to give back and to give back and to give back, but they also continue to be incredibly successful. And this is what happens at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's amazing to see. And I do want to say one more thing. These three couples had one thing in common. And that is they had zero real estate experience prior to coming to Lifestyles Unlimited. Absolutely zero. So that's what got me to thinking. And the title for today's show is The Top 10 Things That Real Estate Investors Do Different from the Conventional Crowd. Okay, that's the title for today's show. You see, as a real estate investor, we see things way different from the conventional crowd. The conventional wisdom path, the one that says it's all been ingrained in us. Go to school and get good grades so that you can go to a good college. And while you're in college, you may need to borrow $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to get that degree. But that's okay because it's all about this successful degree, any degree. And with that degree, you then go get a good job so that you can feed an IRA or a 401k for 30 or 40 or 50 years. That's the conventional wisdom path, and that leads you to this spot to where you hope you can retire in dignity and finally do everything you deferred in your life while scrimping and saving to amass this money for retirement. You see, we don't follow that path. We go a different direction. We control our own fate. So hang tight. I want to pick this up on the other side. We're going to do the top 10 things that real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show, and I am your host, Mike Harrison.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we are going through the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. If you've got a question about today's show, please call us. Our number is 877-711-5211, or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, successful real estate investors, we do things in many cases that are 180 degrees opposite from the conventional crowd, and that's the idea for today's show. Essentially, we realized that society's plan that had been dictated to us was not working, and so we took a different path. We left society's path, or the conventional wisdom path, as I often refer to it, and we follow a roadmap to success that is different, yet it's proven, and it is time-tested. And this map works, folks. It's been followed for over 30 years by over 40,000 people all across the country. And what it does is it focuses on a different kind of income, passive income, not W-2 income, passive income. And it's all about creating positive cash flow, not saving a pile of money and calling it retirement. It's about creating positive cash flow so that you can do what you want, when you want, where you want, how you want. You can cover all of your personal expenses. And I've witnessed just how effective this map is. Personally, I can tell you I've met people, new people, that have joined Lifestyles Unlimited and watched in just a few short years. I've watched these people become millionaires, okay? And I've watched millionaires and continue to watch millionaires evolve even further. And these folks are continuing to double and triple their net worth. So, again, we swim against the grain. We do not follow the crowd, all right? And so much of what we do is counterintuitive. I wanted to do an entire show based on those behaviors. And so I actually had a friend post something on Facebook, and he threw out, hey, what do real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd? And it was fun to see the responses. We got a ton of responses. One of them that came through was great. It was one of our members that this gentleman only invests in passive multifamily, and he has done so for the last several years, and his investments are bearing fruit in a major way. But this gentleman, all he did was basically post a picture of his beach house that he's building down on the Texas coast. And it's not any beach house. This is a super nice beach house. And essentially, it was a mic drop moment, if you will. It's kind of like, hey, what do real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd? Boom, check out this beach house. And so it was a bold statement, but this gentleman's been a member for quite some time, and he has educated himself. He's put the time in, and he's doing very, very well. So let's do this. We're going to go David Letterman style, 10 to 1, and we're going to do the top 10 things that real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd. Number 10, we save to invest where others invest to save, okay? Again, this is total counterintuitive, but we're not putting dollars into an account, into essentially a savings account, and that could be a savings account with mutual funds or a savings account with stocks or whatever, but it's still a savings account, right? Don't they call it a retirement savings plan? So again, we're not speculators. We purchase physical cash flowing assets. We're educated. We follow a plan. We follow a map. And we're not waiting or hoping or speculating. We know the market goes up and down, but our assets cash flow and they never lose money. So we save to invest where others invest to save. Number nine, we have an abundance mindset, okay? We know, and this is important, we know wealth can be created. We know that there's plenty for everyone. We see opportunity where others see fear or work, or they realize that they're going to have to leave their comfort zone of mediocrity, or I like to call it the comfort zone of misery, because it's the same old, but it's safe, and so they don't want to leave it. Those are the scarcity mentality, folks. We are an abundance mindset. We will leave a good life to go to a great life, because we know what gets in the way of a great life is a good life. If everything is okay, status quo, the bills are being paid, a lot of these people are never going to make a move. They're never going to change. And so we see opportunity where others in the scarcity mentality, they feel there's only enough to go around. And a great example of this, Washington, D.C. is loaded with scarcity mentality, folks. They feel that if someone needs something, the only way to get it is to take it from somebody else or to tax somebody. They're not creators, they're takers. And so Washington, D.C. lives in the scarcity mentality world. Real estate investors live in the abundance mentality world. Okay? Number eight, and this one's funny, but it's true. We stay in rehab, all right? Not that rehab. Some of you out there listening are probably thinking, yeah, you need to go to rehab, Harrison. No, not at all. We stay in rehab. And I'm talking about rehab to a property or an apartment complex, to a structure that has basically deferred maintenance or it's been abused or not taken care of. But this is how we build value and we create equity. We like distressed properties, whereas others, they don't want to buy the distressed property. They see work, they see issues, they see tenants and toilets and taxes, and they just don't have the proper map and they don't understand. So yeah, we like rehab, we stay in rehab. When we rehab a single family home or an apartment complex, we create value and we build wealth, okay? That's what we do. So again, another thing that some other people who don't know what they're doing, they will always buy the big, beautiful, perfect home, and then they want to turn that into a rental property. The truth is, you're not going to get the appreciation on that property, and you're not going to get the cash flow that ties in or is in tune with the value of that property. So it's the distressed property, it's the lower priced properties. We fix everything. We put granite countertops. We redo the appliances, the flooring, new ACs, new roof, new countertops, whatever needs to be done. So we stay in rehab, okay? Number seven, this is a good one. We help others get what they want so that we can get everything we want. And this is very, very true. This is a principle that's been around for some time, but it's one of our principles at Lifestyles Unlimited. We truly know that you can have everything you want in life if you help enough people get everything that they want. Now, notice I didn't say you can have anything you want. You can have everything you want, and you must continue to help many, many people. You can't just do it one time. It doesn't work that way. So how do we help people? We provide safe, functional, affordable housing, both multifamily and single family. And we repeat this process over and over. So I invite you to stay with us. We're having a great time today. We're doing the top 10 things that real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd. And you'll want to hang on and hear number one. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been counting down the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd, because we do things quite a bit different, 180 degrees different in a lot of respects. And I think you're going to see some of that as we get down to the list. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 877-711-5211, or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do personally respond to each and every email from our listeners, and I really enjoy your questions and comments. Okay, before we get back to our list of the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd, I'd like to invite you to attend one of our free workshops. If what you're doing out there isn't working, or if your plan isn't going to provide that $2 or $3 or $4 million in your 401k by the time you're 60 or 65 or whenever it is that you want to retire, check us out. Come look at a different way. Come attend one of our free workshops. Take a few minutes and come see what we're all about. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. In the right corner, you will see free workshop. Literally click on it and it will give you the cities and the dates of our free workshop. And you can see in person just what our strategies are and how they make us these huge returns, how they create positive cash flow for us. Again, if you've been listening to this show, at the top, we were talking about the case study that we just had here last Thursday evening, and one couple captured $92,000 in one deal with a $22,000 investment, and another couple returned 591% of their original investment on an apartment deal. I mean, those are incredible returns. Those are life changers, folks. Come check us out. If what you're doing isn't working, come see what we're doing. Come see what it's about. Check us out. If that doesn't get you stimulated to look at us, then I don't know what will. So anyway, let's get into our list, the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. Number six, we borrow lots of money, okay? Lots of money. Massive leverage. We leverage everything we possibly can. Why? Because we realize that $1 controls, $1 in real estate controls $5 in real estate, okay? 20% down, just real simple math, $100,000 house, 20% down, you are getting the full return of that $100,000 asset. So $1 controls $5 in real estate, and you can add a zero to that. Let's look at an apartment complex, $1 million apartment complex. $200,000 down will control five times that, so $1 million apartment complex. Now, we're talking good debt. Not bad debt. Bad debt's consumer debt. That's cars and credit cards. And college. All three start with a C. Cars, credit cards, college. Bad debt. Good debt is investment grade properties that are cash flowing. And we believe strongly in those properties. And what do we do with those properties? As they grow and their equity grows and we create equity in those properties, we will refinance and we'll take that money out and we'll put it into more deals, okay? One of our members calls that seed corn. He says, don't eat your seed corn. Essentially reinvest it and let it grow. Other folks, when they refinance a property that really aren't real estate investors, and let's say they pull $100,000 out, they're seeing a vacation, they're seeing a new car, let's say they refinance something else or they have a $100,000 windfall. A lot of people will put that money back into their primary home, or they see a second home or a beach house. When we see $100,000, what we see is, well, here's an opportunity to add $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year, or in that deal in our first segment, $28,000 a year in positive passive income and cash flow. So we'll take that money and reinvest it to, again, grow our cash flow, not to go buy, you know, whatever. We go on vacations, yes, but we use our cash flow to go on vacations. All right, number five. This is going to catch a lot of people out there, but this is so, so true. We cash out our 401ks and our IRAs to buy real estate, okay? I know I just lost a lot of you, but this makes 100% sense, and it is absolutely the right thing to do. Yes, we pay the penalty. We pay the taxes. But here's the thing. If you could make 100%, 200%, 300% returns, or I just gave you two examples that happened just this week, couple made over 400% return in one deal and another deal 591%. Why would you not cash out your 401ks and IRAs? And then if you're looking at the big picture, you have control of your money, not Wall Street, not Washington, D.C. You have 100% control. So when you take it out of those funds that are controlled by others, their destiny, the fate is controlled by others, you are now the master of those assets. You are the master, not Washington, not Wall Street. So yeah, we cash out our 401ks and our IRAs. And that is actually, that's something I struggled with personally. And the first time I met Dale Walmsley, just a little story about when I met him the first time, he was teaching the two-day seminar that I attended. This was several years ago. And he said, hey, who wants to ride with me to lunch? We're going to lunch over here. And man, I shot up there and I'm like, yeah, I want to ride the lunch because I want to ask you some questions and listen to what you have to say. And so I jumped in. I was in the back seat and there's a couple other people. And he's kind of glancing over as he's driving. What do you do? Who are you? You know, blah, 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 small talk. And he gets to me and this is obviously day one. I hadn't learned, but I'm so excited. I go, hey, Dale, yeah, I bought a house within my IRA and we've got a tenant in it and everything else. And he just kind of glances in the rearview mirror, looks back at me and says, nope, you need to sell it and cash in your IRA. Just like that. And this was literally my first few hours of being introduced to what we learned at Lifestyles Unlimited. And it was kind of a punch in the gut. I mean, honestly, this guy said a couple words to me personally. And the first thing he says is basically, yeah, cash out your IRA. You're doing everything wrong. And that shocked me. And it took me a few months, actually several months, but I did realize that was the right move. And we got out of that and we're doing things the right way. And it has made all the difference in the world. Okay, let's continue our top 10. What do we do different? Number four, real estate investors pay less taxes than the conventional crowd. Way, way less. When done correctly, our investments are tax-free. We depreciate pretty much everything, okay? So we're paying less taxes because our income is not a W-2 income. W-2 income is the highest taxed form of income there is, okay? W-2 is taxed every way the government possibly can. You've got Social Security taxes. You've got FICA, you've got your payroll taxes. We don't have that with passive income. It's a different form of income. So we're paying way, way less. And when done correctly, our investments are actually tax-free. Also, when we sell a property, we utilize what's called a 1031 exchange. What does that mean? We can sell that property instead of paying the taxes on that property, on the appreciation of that property. If you take that money and you put it into another real estate property or several real estate properties, you can do that via 1031 exchange, which is a code, an IRS code 1031, and you can do that deal tax-free. So you can go into bigger and bigger deals and earn more and more passive income, or a greater number of deals. It just depends on how you want to do it. Also, we defer our taxes. We defer, and then we die. And when we die, our family gets the real estate at a stepped-up basis, and the deferred taxes are wiped out. So that is one of our largest strategies. That was number four, we pay less taxes. Number three, we copy others, okay? We believe copying. Copying is good. It is 180 degrees different than what you're taught in school. Look, if success is the end goal, why would you not want to copy somebody else? We want you to be successful. We open our books. We share. Copy us. We will tell you how we went from A to B to C because we want our other members to be successful like we are. So copying is good, and that's something that we do different than other folks. So we're going to come back to the last segment. We're going to go through number two and number one on the top 10 things that real estate investors do different. This is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Harrison.
Listening to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Dell will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today's show has been the top 10 things real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. So far, we've counted down from number 10 to number 3. So if you've missed that, I encourage you to go back to Lifestyles Unlimited, click on our podcast, and you can catch the top of the show there. So in a few minutes, I will reveal the top two things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. In the meantime, if you've got a question, this is our last segment. The number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Okay, before we get back into the list, I do have one item that I want to review. And right now, it's very, very rare at Lifestyles Unlimited to have any sort of special or any sort of deal. But we're running something because we want people that have not taken action at this time, and we've given reason after reason after reason, everything from disability to growing passive income to maintaining commitments to others. And we're just trying to say, hey, there is a better way. So if you're listening right now and you're on the fence and you haven't decided, go to buymylifeback.com. Buymylifeback.com. This is a very, very short promo only, so you're going to need to take action right away. But our financial freedom is normally $740 a year. Right now, if you're listening, you can take opportunity, go to buymylifeback.com, and you can take $500 off that annual membership. $500. That's buymylifeback.com. You must enter promo code Mike. Very important. Promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, buymylifeback.com. You will get the full package, the full financial freedom package, which gives you access to our two-day financial freedom seminar, our member services team, as much Q&A, question and answer as you can possibly provide. They will answer all your questions. You can call them anytime. Monthly case study events. We've been talking about that a little bit on today's show. We have our online hub, our online learning platform. Our vendor program alone is worth thousands of dollars, and free admission to the Wealth and Passive Income in Houston. So $500 off our membership, short time only, buymmylifeback.com, buymmylifeback.com. That's promo code Mike. Okay, let's review our list. We're doing the top 10 things that real estate investors do different than the conventional wisdom crowd or the conventional crowd. And let's do a quick review before we get to number two and number one. So, number 10, we save to invest where others invest to save, okay? We're not speculators. We are actually investing in tangible cash flowing assets. Very important. Number 9, we have an abundance mindset. We see opportunity where others see fear, where others don't want to leave their comfort zone. They don't want to change. They don't want to do something different. They're just satisfied with the status quo. So we're abundance mentality mindset. We realize there's plenty for everyone and that wealth can be created. Number 8, we stay in rehab. Okay, that's funny, but we're talking about rehab of properties and we're constantly rehabbing properties. Number 7, we help others get what they want so they can get everything, so that we can get everything we want. Okay, we help others to get what they want so we can get everything we want. All right. Number 6, we borrow lots of money. We use incredible amount of leverage. This is good debt, not consumer debt. We borrow lots of money. 5, we cash out our 401ks and our IRAs to buy real estate. 4, we pay less taxes. In fact, many of us pay zero taxes because we set our properties up properly. We use tax strategies that are out there for real estate. So we pay zero to less taxes compared to the conventional crowd. Number 3, we copy others. Yes, we copy. We have a map. We share. We copy. We share strategies. We help others along the way. Okay, so we copy. Number 2, here we go. All right, let's get into it. This one's big. Number 2 is we create passive income so we can retire ourselves. And I've been talking about nothing but passive income, but that's number 2 on the list. This is what the real estate investor does different from the conventional crowd. And this is what it's all about, folks. It is about cash flow. It is about passive income. It is not about saving to some predetermined figure. Because what happens when you have a pile of money and you retire? A couple of things. Every month you're pulling that asset down. That asset is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and you're depleting that asset. The savings will eventually deplete. And what is that? That means your hope is that you hope that you literally don't run out of money before you die. But people are living longer and longer. Healthcare is getting more and more expensive. Friends, it's about cash flow. It's not about saving some predetermined figure that you hope is going to work for you. All right, let's get into the number one thing that real estate investors do different from the rest of the crowd. And drum roll, please. This is number one on the list, is we give back, okay? We absolutely give back. We have a saying. What can I say that? We have a saying at Lifestyles Unlimited. Essentially, it's a Dellism, and it goes like this. If you do not have enough to give, you do not have enough. And that's not all about finances. That's about time. That's about energy. That's about knowledge. But it is about money, too, because we give a lot to charities. We share our wealth with others. I told you about, at the top of the show, a couple that is multimillionaires. They own apartment complexes, and their apartments are amazing. They have free groceries once a month for some of the folks. They have classes, English as a second language. They took the field next to their apartment complex, turned it into a soccer field for the kids. Our mentors are constantly giving. These are millionaires that give their time, their weekends, their evenings. And so we are giving, we're teaching, and we're helping others along the way. So that's about it for today's show. Until next time, this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison, and I want to remind you, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.